AP News, I'm Haya Fanjwani. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in Saudi Arabia to visit the oil-rich kingdom's crown prince. That's ahead of his team's meeting with America's top diplomat tomorrow. Pope Francis is following the Vatican's week-long spiritual retreat as he continues to recover from double pneumonia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
As he did on Sunday, Francis participated in the retreat remotely from the Rome hospital where he's being treated. He could see and hear the Reverend Roberto Pasolini, preacher of the papal household, but the priests, bishops and cardinals gathered for the retreat in the Vatican auditorium could not see or hear him. Pasolini is delivering a series of meditations this week on the hope of eternal life, a theme that was chosen well before the Pope's hospitalization on February the 14th with a complex lung infection. In its early update on Monday, the Vatican said Francis is resuming his physical and respiratory therapy in hospital after a quiet night. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court-martial convenes for a Pentagon leaker already facing years behind bars.
A court-martial is underway for Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira, who was sentenced in federal court last year to 15 years in prison for leaking highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine. Teixeira had pleaded guilty to transmission of national defense information under the Espionage Act. Prosecutors called it the most consequential national security breach in years. Now he faces military charges of disobeying orders and obstructing justice. His lawyers argued to dismiss the obstructing charge. They say it came up during his case last year and would amount to double jeopardy. The judge took it under advisement. Proceedings resume Thursday. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. President Trump is downplaying worries about tariffs. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business asked the president if there will be a recession.
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big.
On Air Force One, the president says the tariffs are going to be the greatest thing ever done as a country.
We're going to take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. And we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money. I'm telling you, you just watch.
China's foreign minister says no country should fantasize it can suppress China and maintain a good relationship with China at the same time.
They were very tough. And I said, whoa, what's that all about? And that rhetoric was taken back.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says more tariffs are on the way, 25% on steel and aluminum imports. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.